Through his best-selling books and countless lectures, Parker Palmer has a message for teachers who struggle on the front lines of our education system. To avoid burning out, to be authentically present in your life and your work. To get revitalized, stand in your personal integrity. Parker sees so many people who work in schools and other institutions becoming mired in distrust and battered by bureaucracy. As a result, those who have been called to important service work can lose heart and watch their sense of purpose slip away. And when good-hearted people are in distress, he says, the solution is to dig deep inside.
You know, Socrates said the unexamined life is not worth living. And a couple of years ago, when I felt I had gotten old enough to do this, I added an amendment to Socrates. I used to just quote him, now I amend him. The unexamined life is not worth living. My amendment, if you choose to live an unexamined life, please do not take a job that involves other people. Because out of that unexamined life, whether you're a teacher or a boss or a clergy person or a political leader or a parent, out of your unexamined life, darkness is going to descend on whoever it is you're working with, because you don't understand what's driving you, and you're going to step into the pit that's on the other side of your gifts time after time, and you're going to take either a few people or a whole bunch of people down with you.
The Seattle-based Center for Courage and Renewal, which Parker founded, brings together people working in education and other fields who need a professional and spiritual boost. A main focus has been his longtime quest for a course correction in the way teachers teach and young people learn.
Our colleges and universities graduate year after year, lots and lots of people who have studied the external world, the object world, who gain knowledge about it and skill to manipulate it, whether in engineering or political science or biology or any field you can name, management studies, whatever. They have knowledge of the external world and the skill to manipulate it, but they have been given no help in understanding what's driving their actions in that world. They have unexamined hearts. That's a very dangerous combination. To put power over the external world in the hands of people who have no self-knowledge whatsoever because they haven't been helped in getting that self-knowledge, and indeed the institutions in which they've been educated have systematically ruled it out as having any sort of credibility or validity.
Parker Palmer's books have included The Courage to Teach and The Heart of Higher Education. He's not suggesting schools abandon the teaching of basic skills, which students need to...